This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick shout to Drabby's trainer, Cork, who heard about our coffee conundrum earlier, and he delivered a 24-ounce coffee from Dunkin'.
It's wow. A big boy.
I mean, this real ones know. Like, if you're a coffee addict, you don't just buy the large. You go in to buy the extra large, the biggest coffee you can get your hands on. So thank you, Cork. Delivered that and some breakfast sandwiches as well.
Yeah, thank you. What's his first name?
Oh, I don't know. I just know him as Cork.
Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Do you guys call him Mike or do you call him Cork?
I don't like saying Cork.
Seems weird. Oh, you don't? Does it make you cringe?
It's embarrassing.
I mean,
you can't call a guy Cork.
Everyone else
I kind of feel that way with
Mike.
Drab and Valdez at times. So I'll slip in a Matt every once in a while.
I don't really.
Have you ever called him Matt?
Every once in a while. I think I'll call Valdez Matt one out of every 50 times.
Yeah.
I never call Drab Matt. That
weird.
I can recall.
And when you hear Valdez, I mean, you turn right away. Like, you know people are talking to you, right? It's so weird. Yeah. Like, that's not your name.
There's only one.
You're it. You're the guy.
Someone did call me. I was at the Mason game the other day. Unless they were doing a bit, they go, "Hey, Valdez." And I turn around and some guy's waving to me.
Yeah.
It was a shot to the ego a little bit.
You didn't tell me that.
They knew that you were a producer. They just got you mixed up.
Yeah, well. If you're going to give a shout out, you got to get us right.
I mean, people have called me Lurch before.
Is that Rick you a little bit?
Yeah, no, probably does.
I don't know. Not really. I mean, maybe. I mean,
some people
1%.
Call, one guy called me JP.
Yeah.
I think I got my best hookup ever, because the guy thought I was JP Finley.
Oh, really? What was the hookup?
The Bruno Mars concert and all that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It was before
one.
I met Beasley, and I was going back and forth with him, and he sets me up. And then at some point, he goes, "Shouldn't you be on the air?" I said, "Show's done.
Yeah.
Been done for a while." And he goes, "Oh, this isn't JP Finley?" I was like, "No, it's JP Flame."
Yeah, I told you.
But he wasn't going to take those Bruno Mars tickets back.
Comps were in the bank at that point.
By the way, my buddy who lives in Oklahoma City sent me a video. I think I deleted it. Maybe I didn't.
He loves Aaron Wiggins.
But he sent me a video of a local meteorologist.
Okay.
He looked a lot like JP.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that why he sent it to you?
Yeah, he goes, "When did JP move to Oklahoma?" And I looked at the video, and he was just doing his forecast.
Yeah.
Looked a lot like JP.
Really? Right. Doppelganger?
I can't remember the guy's name.
JP's long-lost twin?
Maybe that'll be your next career.
You got a twin in Oklahoma City.
Let me guess, he's forecasting thunderstorms and twisters in Oklahoma City.
Well, no, it was minus 25 degrees.
What?
In Oklahoma City yesterday.
Hold on.
I guess they have a very handsome meteorologist in Oklahoma.
But like, if it's minus 25 wind chill, it's probably like five below
degrees,
or 0 degrees.
Yeah. It was not fun.
Tilting.
But anyway, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
You looked a lot like him.
All right, so do you guys want the three names that Adam Peters may be targeting from his former team, from the Niners, that are available?
Let me guess. Greenlaw.
In free agency.
Ward. Aaron Banks.
You got two of the three. The third name is obscure and like a late draft pick.
Except he's a stud.
He's a stud.
He's a stud.
Plays safety.
I'll test Hufanga.
Yeah, Talanoa Hufanga.
Yeah, yeah. He's good. He's really good.
Well, Greenlaw plays outside linebacker.
Yeah.
And the Commanders have Luvu. So I don't know that they would add Greenlaw because basically you're playing two linebackers now. Nowadays, it's not like old school with three linebackers. You play two. So it's like Wagner and
Luvu.
You pass
more. Like you need more corners in the game.
Would you go Greenlaw and Luvu? You could.
Well, here's the problem with Greenlaw. He tore his Achilles in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I don't want anything to do with
it. So he didn't come back until
he was late in the season, like two games he appeared in.
Yeah, he came back in week 16, maybe. So he played two games this year. But, you know, if you think you can bounce back from a torn Achilles.
Ward's a corner. I don't know if they're going to go, like, invest in a big money corner because they did with Lattimore.
Yeah.
And they like Sandstrom.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't know that there's a mission. I know that the fans all believe because he was a slot corner coming in that they got to move him back to the slot. He had, I think, the second most pass breakups of rookie corners in the league,
but playing
primarily on the outside.
But if he excels in the slot, why wouldn't you want to move him to his more natural position if you can upgrade?
But his natural position was wide receiver. Then he became a slot corner.
Okay, but he's not playing wide receiver
in
the league.
But point is, I don't know if that's a natural position
adapt.
Or that's
you're
just what he is.
Yeah. Maybe he can be a great outside.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe you keep him outside and then you draft a slot corner, you know, in the middle rounds. That could be a way that you don't have to spend big money on Treverius Ward.
Yeah. I don't know that they would be after any of those. They're just making that connection because Peters is former.
Sure.
Correct. I'm more interested in those Eagles free agents because now you're taking from your rival within the division.
Yeah.
Of those top three, did you say they were they were 1, 2, and 3 in that list?
Well,
you saw?
Based on the guy's opinion.
Whatever. Yeah.
For CBS
opinion.
Sports. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he had Josh Sweat as the number one defensive free agent.
That might be my number one target in free agency.
Zach Bond was 2.
I kind of like Milton Williams, like a young defensive lineman. I think he's 26 years old. I think he can play interior and exterior on the line.
See, I'm intrigued by Bond because I think he would be the replacement for Wagner. The only thing is he's really only been a stud for 1 year.
Right.
Kind of came out of nowhere,
well,
right? Special teams guy.
He unlocked him.
And then he became a stud.
He could be more.
So let's take the let's go Sweat and Bond. And then Wagner could come back in a reserve role, mentorship role. We can even stash him on injured reserve if we want, but keep him in the locker room. And then, I don't know. I feel like the interior lineman that you like, Cakes, feel like they have Johnny Newton and these guys. Let's try to move Duron or John.
That would be great. If they could find a taker for one of those two.
Yeah, I think that's...
More likely Allen, because I don't think he has any guaranteed money left on his deal. Duron does.
Yeah.
So he might be tougher to move.
We just have to shake that up a little bit.
Agreed.
I just think that since they have so much, now we just talked about the cap going up, $22 million, since they have $85 million to spend, they're going to go out and get some.
They have to.
They're going to make a couple swings. They're going to go out and get some big names.
It's not just going to be like $5 million for, you know.
Yeah.
Gonna be one some guy.
They're not going to sign a bunch of guys to 1 year deals.
No, I think that it's time to land a guy.
If you want to chime in, it is open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You can call us at 800-636-1067. I do think though, Greenlaw, these guys are guys he's familiar with. Ward, who's a corner, and then Hufanga. I feel like he'll get one of those guys just because he has a relationship with them. He knows them. He believes in them.
Yeah, but it's got to be a fit.
Yeah.
Okay. Hufanga's a safety. Chan, I believe, is a free agent.
He is a free agent.
They just go with Hufanga over Chan.
I could see that. The 49ers defense was so beat up this past year. If you look at what they did the year before when they went to the Super Bowl, they were like third or fourth in the league in points per game allowed at 17 a game. This past year, it went up to 26.
Ooh, that's a big difference.
Injuries.
I mean,
injuries. Like Hufanga missed a bunch of games.
He was hurt.
Because he tore his ACL the year before.
Hargrave, who they went out and got from Philly, he was hurt. He's also a free agent, but he's older. Greenlaw was hurt, like we mentioned.
I feel like Bosa missed some games.
But he did. Treverius Ward's daughter died. One-year-old daughter died. So he was out for a while. I mean, it was just a complete disaster for them.
Who do you want to see the Commanders go after? 800-636-1067. To me, Hufanga, out of those three, is the most intriguing because I think Greenlaw might be the best player out of those three, or Ward. But
Hufanga's legit.
I don't know that he fits. Hufanga's I remember a couple years ago, he was a monster. He was first team all pro.
He's good. So maybe Peters goes after one or two of those guys.
I don't like that they're all players. I like an offensive player sprinkled in that mix.
I don't think it's going to be Greenlaw.
But I don't want Deebo Samuel. No thanks on him.
Because
they're not going to trade him.
Injury prone, kind of a diva. Not that interested.
Dad bought it, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he
showed up on Radio Row with the dad
jerseys
bod.
At Radio Row. No thanks.
Yeah, just being nice. All right, 800-636-1067. People want to chime in. It's open line Thursday. Your chance to steal the show. Let's go to David in Laurel. David, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dave. How are you? What porno store do you live near?
None. Oh. But I wanted to give EB some, I wanted to talk to EB a little bit because I think a couple of days ago, you guys got a package from the School of Engineering.
Yes, sir.
At UMD.
Yeah, we got a bunch of swag and some nice stuff, for sure.
And I know you had some hesitancy. You didn't really think that you felt comfortable wearing it, right?
Mm-hmm. I have no connection to the Department of Engineering.
You thought it was stolen valor if he's wearing it.
Well, it's also big
I'll
ass
give
logo.
You some connection.
What?
I'll give you some connections. So 4 or 5 years ago, I graduated with my bachelor's and master's from the School of Engineering in aerospace engineering. And we had about 10 to 12 guys from that class. We would listen to the chunks all day. And I credit you guys for essentially getting me through that place because we didn't have time to watch sports and fantasy and all that stuff. We didn't have time to do none of that.
Right.
So we were using you guys as means of getting our recaps, and then on Thursdays with the fantasy segments, I used to lock in my lineups that time, get Cake's insight. So you guys have insight.
So there's your connection to the School of Engineering.
I mean, my brother-in-law went there. I mean, I have some connection. It's not that.
What are you doing now?
So and this is so funny because I'm actually loving your segments lately. You guys are all on the aerospace topic. You guys are talking about the planes.
Right.
And yesterday, all of a sudden, Lurch brings up DART. That's what I worked on for a lot of my years when I was an intern.
I remember that. We were talking about how they were deflecting
redirecting the asteroids.
Are you going to save us from the asteroid crashing into us?
Does mankind's hope depend on Laurel?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Let me just tell you. The program, DART, which is a big program, where it's being built and headquartered in is Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab in Laurel, Maryland.
Oh,
so I think what I'm going to do is it's a deflection program.
Right. See, I was right about it.
Really
everyone's talking about blowing it up, and I said just nudge it.
It deflects it. But I'm thinking of deflecting it to Kensington.
That's hilarious.
Because all the Laurel slander I'm getting, and we're the ones making it, so... You know, I can't deal with that.
You know what? You're an engineer. Maybe you could comment on this. So I was having, I don't know, a conversation with somebody yesterday. I can't remember who it was. And he told me that, you know how the plane that... By the way, I heard there was another plane crash yesterday. Now, smaller planes, like some sort of mid-air thing or something.
It was like two smaller planes in Arizona.
But the one that, wherever the hell this one was in Toronto, where where it rolled like a hot dog.
Yep.
That's actually how it was designed.
Wow.
So let me finish, and then you could chime in. It came in kind of hard, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the landing gear is not supposed to collapse, but I think it did.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a speculation I heard. And that the idea is when that happens, the wings normally would just stay attached, and then it's a big fireball.
Yeah.
What that plane, the wings are designed in that instance to come off, and then you go down like a hot dog, and then everyone lives.
So it's a better way. Yeah.
So it actually worked perfectly.
Yeah,
that's the explanation I heard.
It's exactly like that, and it's sort of like when you're in a playground, you jump off of a very high swing or something.
Yeah.
You're taught to not just land straight down. You're taught to like land and then roll, basically.
Yes.
That's sort of like it is to spread the impact. But yeah, no.
So that was brilliant engineering that saved those lives.
Yeah. Yeah, it is one of the safest modes of travel, but like the amount of time, effort, and engineering it takes to build one and then have what the pilots go through, it's really remarkable that we only have had just many in the United States.
Are you concerned? Do you lose sleep at night worrying about an asteroid eventually taking us out?
No, not at all. The smartest people that graduate from all universities and that go into defense or go into engineering, and they're working on these problems, and not just asteroids, missiles too. So we're taking care of everything, and a lot of it happens in Laurel, Maryland, by the way. I just wanted to make that point.
Where'd you grow up? You seem very defensive. I'm guessing that you just live there because you went to University of Maryland. Where'd you grow up?
Who has an engineering degree?
I grew up in Laurel. I was born.
Oh, you did grow up in Laurel. Which high school did you go to?
So I'm from the Howard County side of Laurel, so I went to Reservoir High School.
Okay, that's like a newer one.
Ish.
Yeah, like, I would guess Laurel has four counties.
Yeah,
the Hope Co. side is probably the best side.
I'm talking
side
about
of
the PG County side, the one that everybody thinks of on Route 1.
Yeah.
So you lived over there close to like Savage? You lived close to Laurel.
By the racetrack?
Yep. I actually got a new condo by the racetrack. So, yeah. And Mo actually helps me out a lot. He's mounting a couple of my TV shows.
You guys have
some good connections here.
Yeah.
Mo mounts.
Why don't you Venmo us some money to thank us?
I got to go and defend us from asteroids. So
Save the Earth.
Don't let us dumb you down anymore.
2% chance.
No, it's up to 3.1%.
He's not worried at all. They're just going to nudge him. I told you. It's not a big deal.
Right. He's going to put up a big backboard.
All right, coming up at 8, Tom Lavero is going to join us. We'll do EB's entertainment page.
We got people still want to chime in on who to get.
It is an open line Thursday. You're welcome to call us at 800-636-1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.